Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hey, do you want to get better at shooting without spending money on ammo or time at the range? Well, you're going to love the technology that is Mantis X. 94% of shooters, they improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. Now, Mantis X is an at-home training system that you use with your own gun. It's called dry fire practice. It's high tech, but very simple to use, and it gives you real-time feedback on your shooting technique. You simply attach it to your gun. It takes seconds. You download your easy-to-use app. You follow the instructions, and you're good to go. You can use it at home. You can use it at the range. Even the Marines, the Army, Special Forces, they all use Mantis X to become the most effective force in the world. Mantis X is military technology, but all at a very affordable price. So be a responsible gun owner, increase your competence and confidence today with Mantis X. You're going to be amazed at how quickly your shooting will improve while saving a ton of money on ammo. Now just go to their website. It's MantisX.com. That's M-A-N-T-I-S-X.com.
Breaking news, gold hits an all-time high. The gold boom could skyrocket to over $7,000 an ounce. Silver could reach over $30 an ounce. Gold and silver buyers, including the central banks, are ready to buy more. Are you? Today, our partner Goldco is offering Hannity fans up to 8 years in free IRA fees, plus 8% instant match in bonus silver with a qualified account. Plus, visit HannityGold.com now to see if you qualify before the next gold rush. That's HannityGold.com.
Right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show, toll free. It is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. So Alejandro Mayorkas now, he is going to be facing his own impeachment inquiry. Frankly, I don't even know if I blame him as much as I blame Joe Biden, because this is all happening on Biden's watch. And he's, you know, he's been out there like Mayorkas and like Kamala Harris and like circle back Jen Psaki and Karine Jean-Pierre lying to us, you know, repeatedly telling us the border's closed, border's closed, border's secure, border's secure, border's secure. Well, it's anything but. We now have the numbers. 3 years of Joe Biden got us 8.5 million illegal immigrants, mostly unvetted. And now we're learning, even people on the terror watch list, how many got through? They caught some of them, hundreds of them. But did they catch everybody? I tend to doubt it. We have at least 1.7 million known gotaways as part of that figure. I mean, that's a big number. Then we have the hundreds from Syria, the hundreds from Iran, the number one state sponsor of terror, 3,400 plus from Egypt, home of the Muslim Brotherhood. Then, of course, we have Al-Qaeda and 6,000 plus from Afghanistan. Why are they showing up at the southern border? Why are 12,000 plus Russians showing up at the southern border? It's a long trek. You'd think maybe they'd go to the northern border. Apparently not. Why did 26,000 communist Chinese showing up at our border? Why are we allowing the communist Chinese to buy up thousands and thousands of acres of farmland, ranch land, and land near military installations? It's insane. But this is the all. This is a montage of all the lying they've done for three plus years. Listen.
It sounds to most folks like a crisis.
Well, look, it's way down now. We've now gotten control.
Precisely that. The border is closed.
Nor could I have been clearer and continue to be so, which is the border is closed.
The United States will continue to enforce our laws and secure our border.
The border, we are working to make the border more secure.
You're confident this border is secure?
We have a secure border, in that that is a priority for any nation, including ours and our administration.
We agree that the border is secure.
Then we have Mayorkas from earlier in the week, takes no blame at all whatsoever for the influx of illegal immigrants at our border. Gee, talk about the buck stops here, right?
You don't take as an administration or as the head of this department any blame for what we're seeing on the border currently. You don't think those numbers are extraordinary and that it's, like the White House says, just the ebb and flow. These numbers are historic. There's 8 Rose Bowls full of illegal immigrants that came across the border just since October 1st, Mr. Secretary.
Brett, the numbers are historic. The numbers are extraordinarily large. This is something that is not specific to the United States' southern border. This is something that we are seeing throughout the hemisphere and throughout the world. We have increase in authoritarian regimes. We have more extreme weather events that are driving people from their homes. We have poverty. And America is proving to be prosperous with more than 8 million jobs that need to be filled.
Well, I do have some good news on this front. There are people that understand that this is a clear and present danger for our country and a national security threat. And we have a new group that has been formed. It's called Border 911. It's a new project. It's headed up by Tom Homan, former acting ICE director, Heritage Visiting Fellow. Mark Morgan, former acting CBP commissioner, also a Heritage Visiting Fellow. And they have a mission statement that says you cannot have strong national security without strong border security, and you can't have strong border security without strong interior enforcement. And he lays out, you know, an even broader statement. We welcome them both back to the program. Tom, let's talk about that. Was your statement in particular that you made? Let's talk about it.
Yeah, well, look, me and Mark both retired when Trump left office. We retired, and with everything going on the last couple of years, we went from the most secure border in our lifetime, in our careers, to historic low immigration. So rather than sitting around and complaining about it on Fox, or Mark works for another network, we decided, let's put this group together. The most distinguished border experts, I think, in the world, got Rodney Scott, who's Border Patrol chief. We got Derek Moss, DEA executive. We got Sarah Carter. She's a part of the Border 911 team. And, you know, Jason Jones, who was DPS, Texas DPS intelligence specialist, who knows the cartels better than anybody. We brought this group together. We're not, you know, again, it's a nonprofit, and we're going around the country. We're going to talk to large groups and educate the people that I don't care what your opinion is on illegal immigration. When you cause a crisis this big, it's about border security. It's about the fentanyl that comes across, killed 112,000 Americans. It's about the 600% increase in the sex trafficking of women and children. It's about hundreds of people on the terrorist watch list crossing the border in the last 3 years. And under Trump, we have 11, a total of 11 in 4 years. So we're trying to educate American people. So when they get to the voting booth in November, they're going to vote for border security, because border security matters, because this is the biggest national security barrier. You've mentioned all the SIA, special interest aliens coming across, and we got 1.8 million gotaways. How many of them came from the country sponsoring terror? So this is about border security. We want to spread the message so people make the right decision in November.
I pray that I'm wrong, but I'm 100% certain that among the 8.5 million people that have entered this country unvetted illegally, Joe Biden's illegal immigrants, that there are terrorist cells that have come into this country. Am I wrong? Tell me I'm wrong. I'd like to believe it.
No, you're not wrong. You're spot on, Sean. Look, in this way, you know, Tom and I, we get asked this question all the time. Hey, so, you know, are you concerned that a terrorist threat is going to come to our borders? I say, no, it's already here. Look, you just eloquently described the issue. You talked about we're probably close to 2 million known gotaways right now in the past 36 months. We know that we've apprehended individuals from 180 different countries. You talked about what we call special interest aliens that come from countries that we know sponsor, harbor, and facilitate terrorist organizations. So to think that they're not already here, that a terrorist cell is not already in the United States planning the next terrorist attack, is simply naive. And the other thing too, Sean, you mentioned is very important, is I agree. The majority of people are looking for a better life, but here's a couple of important things to that. One is that's not about an asylum claim. So, you know, being an economic migrant does not mean you're a victim of state-sponsored persecution. Because
they are trained what to say when they get to the border. I'm claiming asylum. It's a game that we're stupid enough to fall into, a trap we fall into.
That's right. And so the downstream effects, the reason why we focus so much on the numbers, the millions and millions coming across the past 3 months, is because here's the issue. And Tom says this all the time. Illegal immigration is not a victimless crime. Here's why. Because it pulls law enforcement and national security resources away from the border. They're relegated to becoming a federal travel agency. We literally hand operational control to the cartels to exploit it, as you said earlier, to push drugs, criminals, and national security threats every single day. That's why this is not about immigration. As Tom said, this is about border security and national security.
Tom, I'm taking the position that it's not if. When this country is attacked, and we saw, for example, a very small example, the machete guy in the Capitol, an illegal immigrant that had been arrested, was never deported because of Joe's leniency. And as a result, you know, people could have gotten killed in that incident. No, there's going to be something horrible that happens. It is inevitable. And when it happens, they're going to have blood on their hands. Why are they doing this? Why would they create this clear and present danger for every single American citizen? What is the logic behind it?
You know, they perceive some future political benefit from this, and they're willing to sell the country out for it to retain power.
Well, is it that they're going to say, well, we're the good guys, we'll let you in, we'll help facilitate lawbreaking, and then down the line they'll give them something of great value, citizenship, and with the hope that, oh, we're the people that gave you this great gift. I assume you're going to vote for us, that kind of thing, a quid pro quo?
Absolutely, that's part of it. But let's remember, they don't have to vote, Sean, because what did Biden do when he signed over 90 executive orders the first month in office? He also overturned the Trump census rule, which means millions of people being released to sanctuary cities shall be counted in the next census, which is going to do what? It's going to result in more seats in House for the Dems. I mean, that is going to happen before they even get a chance to vote. So, in the beginning, you talked about Alejandro Mayorkas. Look, me and Marston have called for his impeachment for 3 years. And I don't care what direction you get from the White House. Yeah, he works for Biden. I get that. But he's the Secretary of Homeland Security. He has the same data points we've been talking about in the last 15 minutes. He knows no suspected terrorists across his border.
Well, why are we just going to blame him when Joe Biden's, these are Joe Biden's policies? He's implementing them.
No, Joe Biden's equally to blame, but I'm not going to give Alejandro Mayorkas a pass. If he had an ounce of integrity, he would tell the White House, look, I'm going to resign or you change the border policies because I'm the Secretary of Homeland Security. You created the biggest national security vulnerability I've ever seen. So either change it or I quit. If the man had any integrity, he quit, resigned publicly, and state to the American people why he's quitting, because this is a significant public safety threat. And you're right. Look, it's coming. No one's convinced me. Something's coming. There's a reason why after 9/11 we create all these databases, Sean, so we vet people to get an airline ticket. We vet people to get a visa to come to this country. Well, if you're a terrorist and you want to come to this country, you're not going to put yourself in position to be vetted. You're going to pay the cartels a little extra money. You're going to get to Mexico, and you're going to get a gotaway, just like the 1.9 million we already had, almost 2 million, as Mark says. You're just going to pay a little bit extra to get away. That way we have no record on you. We don't know who you are, where you're from, where you're going, and what your purpose is. This is a huge, huge national security vulnerability.
Look, if you don't, Joe Biden took an oath. He doesn't get to pick and choose what laws he wants to enforce. If he doesn't like the laws, he could try to change them. We do have co-equal branches of government and separation of powers, but he has done this unilaterally. The responsibility is fully on him. And yet they lie to us, Mark Morgan, and tell us everything's secure and the border's closed. They flat out lie.
Every single day. That's another reason why Secretary Mayorkas has to go, is because how many times has he been under oath in congressional testimony and lied to Congress and lied to the American people, Sean, saying that our border's secure and we have operational control, when every single American in this country can see in living color that that's absolutely a lie. It's not true. And Sean, to your point about, hey, what's it going to take for people to wake up? Another large-scale terrorist attack. Look, I'm not even sure if that's going to work, Sean. And here's why. Think about this. In the past year, in a 12-month period, we lost 112,000 Americans to drugs and fentanyl poisoning. We know that 99% of the fentanyl comes from the southwest border. Has not driven this administration to change course one bit. We know that criminals, murderers, rapists, pedophiles, aggravated felons, gang members are pouring in our country every single day because there's no one on the front lines to police it, no one on the front lines to stop it. We know Americans are dying every single day at the hands of illegal aliens, and it has not made one blip on this administration. We also know, as far as the illegal aliens, Tom talks about this all the time. In the past 36 months, CBP alone has recovered over 2,000 dead migrants on our border. We know that up to 30% of young women and children are raped and sexually assaulted. We know that countless immigrants, even after in the United States, are thrust into the life of labor or sex trafficking. Yet you never hear this from the mainstream media. You never hear this from this administration. There's no downside to secure on our border. American lives are saved and the lives of migrants are saved.
All right, quick break. We'll come back. A new group has been formed. Two great guys, by the way. I'm so grateful they're doing this. and it is called Border 911. They have a website, border911.com. We'll have more with Tom Homan, former acting ICE director, and Mark Morgan, former acting CBP commissioner, as we continue.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know, we're so fortunate in this country to have a military that is 100% volunteer, men and women who voluntarily lay their lives on the line for us. But when their service ends, transition to civilian life can be very difficult. Now, access to housing, employment, and even earned veteran benefits, VA benefits, they can be difficult. Now, that's why Pure Talk, my wireless company, proudly supports America's Warrior Partnership and their mission to prevent veteran suicide by providing fundamental needs to our warriors. Now, you can help this great cause simply by switching your cell phone service to Pure Talk before the end of the month. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, and make the switch. puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, and you help a veteran in need. Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know, we're so fortunate in this country to have a military that is 100% volunteer, men and women who voluntarily lay their lives on the line for us. But when their service ends, transition to civilian life can be very difficult. Now, access to housing, employment, and even earned veteran benefits, VA benefits, they can be difficult. Now, that's why Pure Talk, my wireless company, proudly supports America's Warrior Partnership and their mission to prevent veteran suicide by providing fundamental needs to our warriors. Now, you can help this great cause simply by switching your cell phone service to Pure Talk before the end of the month. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, and make the switch. puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N, for superior cell phone service that's half the price of AT&T, Verizon, or T-Mobile, and you help a veteran in need. Hey, today more than ever, we're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings can seem impossible. And by the way, who has the time? Now, HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your family insurance and reviews your medical claims as they come in from your healthcare providers. Then HealthLock's technology flags and alerts you to any errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud to help you and your family save. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save more than $130 million. Now, saving on medical bills starts with knowing where to look. HealthLock, they make it simple and easy to find and fix any hidden medical bill error. Now, to save, go to their website. It's healthlock.com. One word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, we continue now. There's a new group formed by Tom Holman, former acting ICE director, and Mark Morgan, former acting CBP commissioner, and it is called Border 911. Border 911 is their website, and we continue with them. The thing is, Tom Holman, we know how to do it. Joe Biden inherited secure borders. In spite of what Alejandro Mayorkas said testifying this week, blaming Greg Abbott, blaming Donald Trump, and blaming, you know, climate change. He actually blamed climate change on top of everything else. We know how to secure the borders. This is not that difficult.
No, look, all they got to do is brush off the Trump plans, right? Put the Remain in Mexico program in place. The highest courts in the land said that was legal, and that was a game changer for the Trump administration. And we moved immigration to a 45-year low. Illegal immigration is down 80 to 90%, depending on what time frame you're looking at. Put the third state country agreements in, which Mark had a big part of the, of developing those policies. Put that back in place. And you know what? And force Mexico to take action. Put military on the southern border. Put military on the northern border. Biden had a meeting with the president of Mexico about a month ago. Then you have Blinken and Mayorkas down there. And the president of Mexico is telling them, I want the ports open. I want the trains back running. He's dictating to them. Look, we work for President Trump, who I think is one of the greatest presidents of my lifetime. He didn't ask them for anything. He told them, you'll put military in your southern border. You put military in your northern border. You will enforce your own immigration laws, or I'll tariff the hell out of you. He told Central America, you're going to sign these 30-state country agreements. I'm not going to give you a penny of international aid. I'm not going to buy you. I'm not going to give you millions of dollars to create opportunity zones. I'm not going to give Mexico millions of more dollars. I'm going to take money away. And that was a game changer, and that was his success. He didn't take crap from these countries. He stood strong. America was first. He secured our border at unprecedented levels. And I tell you what, for these millions of people who are being released in this country by this administration, don't get too comfortable. Because in January 2025, we're coming looking for you. You get order removed, you're going to be removed. There has to be consequences.
There's no other option. And I can already hear the left screaming, you're going to deport little children and send them home. They did not respect our laws, our sovereignty, our borders. They did it illegally. There are consequences when you break the law. If I break the law, I'm going to pay a price. Anyway, the group is called Border 911. I think your website is border911.com. Is that true, Mark?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. And if people want to find out more about it, you better understand the severity of this. We won't have strong national security without strong border security. Period. End of sentence. It is that significant. And by the way, it will be a big issue come November. All right, guys, appreciate the call. Thank you both for being with us. Happy New Year to both of you.
Happy New Year, Sean. Appreciate it.
Continuing to build the foundation for conservative victory.
Victory.
Now back to the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, happy Friday and 25 to the top of the hour. Here's our toll-free number. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Reminder, our friend at the Tunnels to Tower Foundation, they have a mission. It's to do good and make sure we never forget. That means never forgetting 9/11, never forgetting the soldiers, the first responders, those people that risk their lives, their bodies for our country and our communities. And never forgetting about those who were sickened because of their service on top of it. That is very real. The foundation is committed to helping all of these heroes and their families. They can't do it without our help. Heroes like retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Michael Cardos. Now, in his case, he served his country for 20 plus years. He received numerous commendations, including a Bronze Star. And during his time overseas, he was exposed to the toxic burn pits. And 18 hours after being diagnosed with service-related cancer, sadly, he died. Then Tunnels and Towers stepped up. They paid off the family mortgage, and that enabled his widow and his six children to stay in their home, and that removed that financial stress and burden. The foundation helps Gold Star families, families of fallen first responders, as well as catastrophically injured heroes and homeless vets. Anyway, the only way this great mission continues is through your generosity. We hope all of you will join all of us here at Team Hannity. Go to their website, commit to $11 a month. It's the letter T, the number two, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number two, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. By the way, Linda, next time we go toy shopping for Liam, I know you can't really speak yet. LA has just mandated gender neutral toy aisles. That law went in effect Monday, along with the law that, you know, requires taxpayers in California to pay the insane amount of money that they're going to pay for illegal immigrants getting free health care. But next time, I would assume it's a gendered Liam at the time. Wasn't he obsessed with all things, you know, fire trucks, right?
Well, he was in a Thomas the Train. So everything was trains.
Oh, that's right. So it was trains. All right. So, and then I went shopping with you, and you were just, you know, picking every single toy choo-choo up and looking at it, examining it, looking at the price, comparing the price. And I got so fed up after watching this for 25 minutes. I just got a cart and I threw all of them in and I said, okay, let's go. You can decide later.
Yeah, it's nice to be the uncle.
Was he happy?
I mean, I think he was thrilled, right? I mean, I think at the end of the day, it's
right.
It's the process is not what comes when it's all wrapped in front of you. But it was very thoughtful and kind of you, so thank you.
No, you could have wrapped it if you wanted to. I was not.
I did wrap it. That's my point. I carried it. I brought it back, and then I gave it to him.
Well, you sound very angry for somebody who got a lot of choo-choo train.
Congratulations. Man, just agitated a sick person. Are you proud of yourself now?
I did not agitate a sick person. I had the same illness twice.
Everybody's got it. But I will say this about the gender neutral stuff, and it's not kind. It's not kind. You know, this is such a load of crap. Kids are going to play with whatever they want to play with. You know, I got nieces and nephews, and when they sit on the floor and they're at somebody else's house, kids will generally gravitate to what they want to play with. And you know what? You can't fight the whole nature versus nurture thing. They are going to go for what they want to go with. And the boys, without fail, Anthony and I built Liam this awesome Nerf wall. And he's got this giant Nerf wall filled with Nerf guns and all these targets and everything. Yeah, it's like the best time ever. When his buddies come over, they all go right for the Nerf ball. They don't go for the card games or the puzzles. Now, I had a Halloween party here for about 50 of his closest little 8-year-old friends. And all these kids are in my house. And guess what?
You had 50 kids in your house.
50 kids here.
Are you out of your mind?
I tell you what. And
let me guess. And you didn't go to McDonald's. You didn't bring in pizza. You didn't make it fun. What did you give them?
It was fun. There was a candy bar. There was Chick-fil-A. They had nuggies.
Did you get them real French fries? Did you get them Chick-fil-A French fries?
They got the waffle fries.
Wow.
It's a big
You air fried them.
I air fried them.
You didn't get them from Chick-fil-A. You air fried them. You know what? I'm not going to a kids' party with you. Now let me get to our phones here. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, but my final point is the little girls came in and my daughter and her friend set up and they did face painting. So, you know, they're teenagers, so they're sitting there and they're doing face painting. Do you think one boy got in line to got face painting? No.
No.
Well, the girls did. And so, you know what? Newsom and his psycho band of merry misfits out there, they can do whatever they want. They can pass whatever laws they want. But people are people. And that's it. They're going to do what they want to do and what they feel is natural to
what
do.
You are using stereotypical language of men and women.
And proud of it.
And we are going to have to work on your political correctness all through 2024.
I am definitely by the way, I don't DEI. Even.
All right, let's get to our phones. Yael is in Florida, my new home. How are you, Yael? How are you?
Hey, Sean, welcome to Florida. You decided to join me down here, huh? Free at last.
Free at last. Thank God Almighty. Yes, I am free. You know what's been shocking to me? You know, I made the announcement. I didn't think it would be that big a deal. But, man, oh, man, the amount of coverage about me moving here has been stunning to me, shocking to me. It's on the front page of the local paper. It's all over the place.
Because you're awesome. And, you know, when I come to your audience shows, those were absolutely amazing. We had such a good time. You know how many people are jealous of that? But now my question for you is, are you going to do live audience shows in Florida or maybe tour to different cities in Florida and do a show?
So that just stay. All I can say is I can't say anything yet. Just stay tuned. I think you'll be very happy.
Well, I
want
the person to get tickets, and if I have to drive all the way from Ocala all the way down to Palm Beach, I shall do that.
Well, I mean, people have been guessing where I am. I actually have two places that I can live in Florida, but I have not disclosed either one of them.
Well, and, I don't blame you. Don't give anybody any more ammunition.
Exactly. Anyway, I can't wait to see you again. God bless you. Happy New Year. And thank you for your warm welcome down in Florida. And for everybody who's been so nice to me when I run into them, it means more than you know. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I can't wait to see you again. All the best.
I look forward to it. Melissa in Alabama. What's going on, Melissa? Glad you called. Happy Friday.
Hey, Happy New Year as well. Hi, Sean. Listen,
Happy New Year.
You know, as we have things dribbling in about the true integrity or lack thereof of the elections, I'm just wondering when you and the people that are in our mainstream media are going to start really pushing or educating us about how to volunteer at these voting polls and what we would have to do. And, you know, last time there were so many problems at different voting polls with rights of Republicans, rights of Democrats, and I just wonder how we can get involved. So I would like for us to start focusing more on what we can do with this being the biggest election potentially in the history of the world.
Listen, I've been telling people what to do. I've been telling conservatives and Republicans. So you've just got to match the efforts of the Democratic Party when it comes to legal ballot harvesting. You got to match their efforts when it comes to early voting and voting by mail. I know people don't trust it. I get it. But you can't start Election Day down a few hundred thousand votes. Then some people, Election Day, maybe they're sick. Maybe there's a snowstorm. Maybe there's black ice. I don't know. Whatever it happens to be, they can't get to the polls. It works down here in Florida. I'll tell you that. You can do it. You can do it with integrity. Although there is definitely a better way to vote in this country. That needs to be fixed in the long term, in my view. If you want the most integrity and the most confidence in the end.
Yes, and so do you educate your clients? I mean, on your fans on how to volunteer, how to be a part, even in the smallest of towns. That's where things can really happen. In fact, Mississippi had a very big incident. So I'm just wondering if
well, it's not really complicated. Just get on the phone to your local Republican Party or local candidate that's running for office, and just say, "How can I help? I'd like to volunteer." There you go.
Okay. All right.
If you don't have time, but you have money, cut them a check. Cut good candidates' checks. If they're not good candidates, well, forget it. Don't waste your time. All right, Melissa, God bless you. You have a great new year, okay?
Bye-bye.
All right, Dan in New Hampshire. What's up, Dan? How are you? Glad you called.
Yes, John. First-time caller. And I just wanted to say, let you know what's going on up here in New Hampshire. And listen, President Trump is, I don't know why anybody's running against Trump. I've been to all the events, and President Trump has more people, 25 times, over 25 times more people that don't get in that go to the other people's events. He's out. He has excess of 10 to 25,000 people at his events. It's no, you can't even find Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis signs in New Hampshire. And President Trump funds 76% of his own campaign. He works for the people, and he works for free on top of it. And the only president to leave office with less money. The other thing is, I'd like to touch on the election integrity in New Hampshire.
By the way, there's two things. Look, Iowa caucuses are funky because, you know, you have choice voting. And candidates can actually make appeals day of. It's a fascinating system, actually. I like it. I don't like in New Hampshire the fact that, you know, if you're an independent, you can decide to vote either in the Democratic primary or the Republican primary. You have David Plouffe out there is saying to people in New Hampshire to vote for somebody other than Trump. He's picked Nikki Haley, and I'm not blaming Nikki for this at all. I'll be honest. I get along with all the candidates. I think New Hampshire is going to be probably closer than people think. The polls are indicating it's tightened in New Hampshire a little bit. We'll see over time. We'll find out.
But it's not, Sean. The Chris Ager, the Republican chair, left, and the Secretary of State, they're both Republicans. David Scanlon, they left the primary open. They didn't close it. So this went to lawsuit. Matter of fact, today we're going to hear back on a ruling. I just got back from the case in Concord, and the judge said he's going to rule early part of next week. So let's see what happens with that. There was also an election. We've had unconstitutional, illegal elections in New Hampshire since 1979. Daniel Richard was in a lawsuit on November 29th to the Supreme Court this year, okay, versus over illegal laws since 1979. They changed who could vote in New Hampshire from inhabitants to domicile so that they could go harvest ballots in the university. Then they changed the absentee voting. They added a religious exemption, okay, and dropped off the necessary notarized affidavit proving who you are. And then before the November 2020 election, Governor Sununu signed House Bill 1266 and added five more groups of absentee voting. This was all done with
us. Listen, you're just coming at me with such a fast pace and fury on this. The only thing I could say is I can't fix all of this behind this microphone. If you're local and there's issues involving integrity in your election system, you've got to get out there, organize, and make sure that your local representatives and officials make it right. I mean, everybody has a right to demand integrity in our election system, period. You know, you would think it's something that everybody wants, but, you know, why are they so against voter ID? You need an ID to buy a beer. You need an ID to buy a jewel pod. You got to be 21 for crying out loud. Anyway, appreciate the call. Look, holidays have come and gone. Chances are you're like me. You spent more money than you planned, and I'm sure it was worth it. But now you have to tighten the belt, save money. I've got the perfect way to do it, and it's a way that you won't sacrifice any service. Everybody has a cell phone. Most of you probably are still stuck with the big carriers like AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile. I am telling you that if you make the switch to this veteran-owned company called Pure Talk, they use the same cell towers, the same dependable, the most dependable 5G network as the big carriers, and the average family saves close to $1,000 a year. Right now, by the way, you'll get that exact same service. They have plans starting at just $20 a month. That's it. Now, that's a lot of money in your pocket every single year for the exact same service, and it's a company that shares your values. The switch is simple. It is fast. It is easy. You just pull out your cell phone. You dial #250. You say the keyword save now. Do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. That's #250, keyword save now. Start the year off saving money from our friends at Pure Talk.
The Sean Hannity Show is up next. Hang on for Sean's conservative solutions.
All right, back to our busy phones. Utah Bill next on the Sean Hannity Show. How are you, Bill? Happy Friday. Happy New Year.
Sean, what an absolute honor to speak with you.
Well, thank you. Glad you checked in. What's going on this Friday?
I'm on my way to Israel via 27 stops, of course, because it's kind of hard to get a flight. But we're going over to volunteer with the IDF to work on their bases for a couple weeks.
Well, I think that's great. I can tell you they need all the help that they can get. It's amazing that this tiny country that, since its, you know, very existence, has faced such fierce, you know, attacks from enemies that surround them. And they have won every single time, and they're going to win this time, too. But, you know, it's sad that that's the life that the people in Israel have to live. You know, I've been there a number of times. I've captured, you know, what these tunnels look like. I've been in them. I've been to local border towns where kids can't play outside. They play in underground bunker playgrounds. I've seen the remnants of 10,000 rockets in 10 years fired into one city, Sderot. And it's sad. But they fight for their country and they win.
Absolutely. And I was stationed there in 84. I worked at the embassy when it used to be in Tel Aviv. And now, of course, it's in Jerusalem. And I can't wait to get back. It's been 40 years. And the people there are amazing. And if I can do anything, I can't wait to do it.
Oh, I'm sure they're going to appreciate the help. I really am. Linda, you remember when we were there? I was shocked. I think you were shocked too, at when we went to the wall, and you know, in that square, in that area, the number of people that recognized me was stunning to me. I was shocked.
Well, they play the show and they play the radio show there.
Yeah. Well, Tel Aviv 102. What is it?
102.1 FM. Our friend Roy Katz.
Right. Oh, he's awesome. And we broadcast from there many times. And we've even done shows right here from the States, you know, directly, just an Israel-only show. We've done that a number of times.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, that's amazing. We should do one soon. We should.
I love it.
We'll do it. 800-941-SHAWN, our number, if you want to be a part of the program. Mike Lee, by the way, Utah, will join us in the next half hour. Also, more of your calls coming up.
Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epic Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.